Likutei Torah, Parshas Nosai, page 26a. Kois avarachu es b'nei Yisrael omer lahem, yavarachu havaya chulu, yoyer havaya chulu, yiso havaya chulu. Hine amra razal. Is a gemara in Peder Gimel de Brachas davchof omad beis. Omru malachi hashores lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ministering angel said before Hashem, Kesiv batoira, it's written in the Torah, Asher lo yisa fonim, that Hashem, he doesn't show favoritism. Va'ata noisif fonim li Yisrael. However, you do lift up your face to the Yidden. Dichsiv, because it's written, Yisa Hashem ponav elecha. Hashem will lift his face up towards you. Omer lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to them, V'chiloi esa fonim li Yisrael. Should I not lift up my face and show favoritism to the Yidden? Shekosavti lehem batoira, because I wrote in the Torah, ve'ochalta b'savata o've'erachta Hashem elokecha. You should eat, be satisfied, and bless Hashem. Ve'hei medaktikim al atzmam ad kezayis. And although it says in the Pasuk, ve'ochalta b'savata, you should eat and be satiated, which means you have to eat a full meal. Nevertheless, the Yidden are very particular that even if they only eat a kezayis, they say Berchas Hamazon. V'chachi Barabbas Nosei Perik Yudalef, and the Medrash in Parshas Nosei repeats this. V'tzorech lahavin. Now we need to understand Inyan Zeh, this whole idea. Shebishvil hadikduk shemedakdikim ad kezayis. Is it because of the fact that the Yidden are particular to say Berchas Hamazon, even though they eat only a kezayis? Yesh nesias ponim lemaila. There is a lifting up of the face, a favoritism from above. What is the idea behind that? V'gam lahavin hemshech habrachas halalu. We also need to understand the continuity of these blessings, how it flows. Delechayre ein lahem seder, because seemingly there's no order to it. Achinei tzarech lahagdim biurinin birachas hamazon. In order to understand it, we need to understand the whole idea of benching. V'lo metzrichim sviya min ha-Torah. Why is it necessary to have sviyas, to eat, to the fact that a person is fully satiated min ha-Torah? V'ho inyin hu, and the idea is, kehinei ksiv, because it's written, uverachta esavaya, you should bless Hashem. Now the word es is used, es daika, uverachta es Hashem. V'hein ho'oisiyas shemeyala v'yantav. This word, S, contains the first and last letter of the Aleph Beis, and consequently, it encapsulates all the letters from Aleph until Tav. Dehine kol advorim nivru ba'oisiyas. Because everything was created with letters. Shaba'asora ma'amores nivru ha'olam. Because with 10 utterances, the world was created. V'ha'oisiyas sheba'asora ma'amoris, and the letters in the 10 ma'am utterances, hein hein chayas kol advorim v'kiyumam v'hisavusam me'ayin liyesh. And these letters are the energy of every created being. They are established through this energy and created through it something from nothing. Al yedei tzirufei oisiyas v'chilufim utzmurois, through the joining of letters, the exchanging of letters, etc. V'gam nefesh ha'odom hi melea oisiyas. Also the soul of man is full of letters. Ki ata nefachta bi, for you have blown the soul within me. Uchsiv, and it's written, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, that he blew into his nostrils the soul, the living soul, v'hainu beruach piv yisborach, and that was with the spirit of Hashem's mouth. Ki uveruach piv kol tzavam, because with the spirit of his mouth, he created all his hosts. Veruach piv yisbarach, and it is the spirit of Hashem's mouth, hu hamahave es hakol, that creates everything al yedei bechinas oisius, through letters. Vehein ha'oisius shabasora mamoris, and these are the letters in the 10 utterances. Now it's written, Vayikra ha'odom shemis l'chol ha'behema u'le'ef ha'shamayim. The Adam Arishan gave names to all the animals and birds, shehu kara v'himshich shemesehem, which means that he called and drew down their names, shehem sirufi oisius shabasorem amoris, the letters which were in the 10 utterances, Shebohem Nivru'u, with which they were created, Mehahele Melagilui, from the concealed to the revealed state. Liyos Bohem Gilui Hachayas, so that there should be within them a revelation of the energy, Meruach Piv Yisborach, from Hashem's mouth, Kedela Haloison Ulekashron Bimekoiron, in order to elevate them and to connect them with their source. In other words, Adam Arishan, when he called their names, what he did was to reveal the energy within them in order to attach it to its source. Ki aliyosan v'hiskashrusan b'mekoron, because the elevation and the attachment of this energy to its source, hu al yidei ha'odom, that takes place through man. Shehu ha'reish l'chol b'chines ha'domen semeh chai, who is the zenith of all the levels of mineral, vegetable, and animal. V'hu ha'mamshech gilui chayuson, and he is the one that reveals their energy level, mimekoir ha'chayas, as it comes from the source of energy, Meruach piv yisbarach, from Hashem's mouth. Velochein, therefore, al kol moitze pi Hashem yichi ha'odom. Man lives through that which comes out of Hashem's mouth. Shemoitze pi Hashem shebamaychol, because when we say that which comes out from Hashem's mouth, which is invested in the food which man eats, hein ha'oisius shaboy, that's a reference to the letters within the food, sheyotsu mipi Hashem, which went out from the mouth of Hashem, hu ruach piv yisbarach, which is the spirit of Hashem's mouth. Parenthesis, ein b'mar shekosu b'biur al posig v'nosati l'cha mahalchim, me'inyin sheyesh beis b'chines b'ha'oisius, Hainu echod ha'oisius sheyotze mipi Hashem v'habeis oison shememekoira. There are two types of letters. One, the letters that came out of the mouth of Hashem, and the second, the letters as they are in their source. Kumei al derech moshol koyach hadibur sheba'odam v'sheke moichen yesh beis b'chines eilu ba'oisius ha'machshove. And similarly, there are two levels of thoughts of oisius, of letters in thought. The imkain masha kosa shabayval yoda yaveo lasharshan a mekoiran bechinis pi Hashem ba'atzmai, hainusha yaveo lasharisha mekoira oisius, kamesha hain be mekoiran. Ba'ayim besev shalbainan and peirachof a peirachof aleph. What is meant over here, that these letters should come to their source, it means from the revealed moitza pi Hashem, which is within the food, to the source from where the letters came from. Close the parenthesis. Lahachi esesa odom, to give life to man, bichdei sheboi v'al yodoi, so that through man, yovoyu l'shorashan u'mekoiron, these letters can come to their root and source, bechines pi Hashem be'atzmoi, the mouth of Hashem himself, she'olav omru, about which it said in Pirkei Avos, by the Asora Mamoris, when it says in Pirkei Avos that the world was created with 10 utterances, the mission itself asks, And couldn't the world have been created with one maimer? So here, we identify the root and the source of all the maimeres in that one maimer. Hu ha-maimer ha-koel ha-kol ha-asara maimeres. That's the maimer which includes all the asara maimeres. U-mimenu nimshachu v'nischalku. And from it is drawn down and divided. Amanas pratim. Asa maimeres pratim. The 10 maimeres, which are individuals. In other words, from the one maimer is drawn down the asara maimeres. Val yidei ha'odam boim lemaimer ha'koilo. And through man, the process is reversed. And from the moitza pi Hashem, that which goes out of the mouth of Hashem and individually invested in each food, it returns to its source when man eats it. Because it is man who draws to them the revelation from there. So now we come back to the concept of benching, where it says, Hashem, you should bless Hashem, and we use the word S, which is all the letters from Aleph till Tov. Dahainu lahamshich hagilui mishayrish bechinas oisias meruach bivyas barach. So uveirachta means you should draw down and reveal the root of S, all these letters from the spirit of Hashem's mouth. Kadesh al yedeza yisalu v'yiskashru b'mekoron. In order that they should be elevated and bound with their source. Seif base. Ach koi achzeh laham shochazu hatzuluye ba'odom. However, this capability to draw down this source, which is dependent on man, haynu al yedei milchemes ha'odom benafshei ha'bahamis, takes place through the battle that man has with his animal soul. Kihini lachem hu miloshen oz lachem sha'orim. There's a pasuk in Shoftim, capital Hey pasuk Ches, which indicates that lechem, which means bread, comes from the root of the word milchama, battle, as indicated in that pasuk in Shoftim. Shepirusha hu loshen milchama. Ukameshakosav, and as it says, Nama al pum charba yechol, that you will eat bread by the sword. Vahainu al yidei hatfilah, which means through davening. Kishas tzulusa shas krova, because the time of davening is the time of battle. Ukameshakosav, as it says, Remem eskel begreinam, vecherev pifias beyadam, that the exalted praises of Hashem are in your throats, and the sword of two mouths is in your hand. In other words, davening, that's the time of battling. And that's why it's written, you should love Hashem and serve Him with all your heart. And thereafter it's written, and you should gather in your grain. Because first needs to come the love of Hashem. Upirish ahava miloshen ova, dahainu rotzein. And here, ahava means the idea of desire or will. V'hakavona shiyo rotzein odom v'cheftzeu b'koshose b'cholei v'nefesh. And the intent here is that it should be the desire of man and his quest with all his heart and soul. Liyo is giluyo elukusa v'yichuda yisborach ba'olam v'nefesh, that there should be a revelation of Hashem's godliness, His oneness in the world and in His soul. U'kmosha hayakodem b'rias ha'olam, as it was before the world was created. Shahayahu levadoi, when he was alone. Hu b'mekoyim ha'olam hazeh, and he was in the place where we now have this world, hashofel, this lowly world, bebechinas gilui, in a revealed way. Ki lo hayah adayin olam hamalim umaster, because before the world was created, there was no world which concealed. As it will be in the seventh millennium. And in truth, that's how it literally is, even now, kamei, before Hashem, because everything is considered as naught before him. Because I, Hashem, have not changed. So from Hashem's perspective, there is nothing else. From our perspective, however, the world does conceal. And this is the meaning of loving Hashem your God, that you should have the tremendous desire, Shahavaya Shahu Hoya Hoyvavia, that Havaya, who was, is, and will be, Bechinas Lo Shonisi, who never changes, Ve'ein Oid Mamish Milvadei, and before whom, literally, there is nothing else, who, Yiya Elokecha, he should be your God, Bechinas Gilui Mamish, in a revealed way, Benefesh, in your soul, Ube'olam, and in the world, Shalei Yohei Ha'olam Mailim, so that the world should not conceal. Ella, but rather, Kamosha Lamaila, just as it is above, Kula Kamei Kala, that everything before him is as naught, Ve'enoid Milvadei, and there's nothing else beside him, Kach Yir Lamata, so too it should be down below, Begilui, in a revealed way, Belishum Hester Ponim, without any concealment of Hashem's face, Ve'helem, or nothing opaking, mikoichas hanefesh, from one soul powers, habahamis, of the animal soul, hamastirim umalilim giluizeh, which cover and conceal this revelation. V'nimshochem achar gashmius, because those soul powers are drawn after the material world. Olam hazeh, this world of chumriyusei and its material nature. Shenira le'enei bosa liyesh v'dover bifnei atzmoi, which appears to the eyes of flesh, as something quite independent. Rak, rather, ulo'ovdei b'cholot levavchem bebeis levavis. The goal is to serve Hashem with all your hearts, with both your hearts, meaning with both the godly soul and the animal soul. V'lochein, and therefore hatfilah hi sulam, therefore davening is a ladder, mutzav aratzah, whose foot is on the ground, v'roshei migiyah hashamayma, whose head, the head of the ladder being in the heavens. Shatzorich lahaschil mimata mata, techila birchas hashachar, pikeach ivrim zekiv kifufim. Because you need to start davening at the lowest rung with the morning blessings, giving thanks to Hashem for opening the eyes and standing erect. Shakol hatfilah hi bechinas brachas, because the whole of davening is brachas, is giving blessings, baruch atah, which is the drawing down, the idea of baruch, of bringing down the atah, the you. Shehein hamshachas gilu elokus ba'olam, drawing down a revelation of godliness in the world, the nefesh and in one soul, lihiyois bechinas atah ki'iluhu lenoichach, to reveal you as if you're speaking literally to Hashem. V'tzarech liyis keseda mimata lamaila, and it needs to be in the order of ascending, and an ascending order, tchila mimadreges hatachtonis, starting on the lowest levels, ad sheyovil likiyim ve'ohavta, until a person reaches the level of loving Hashem, limseir nafshei be'echad mamish, giving over his soul when he says echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'liyoz ve'ahavta b'chol levav b'chol, loving Hashem with all his heart. V'ayin mashakosim yisei b'divra masel yenosei b'chag v'hasela. Ki hinei, because mitzad sheirish nafshei ho'elikis. If we have a look at the roots of the godly soul, b'mekoyer chetzvah, from where it is hewn, harehi b'tiva oylo v'nechleles b'matzilo baruchu. It naturally rises and is included in its creator. And the soul doesn't need any rectification for itself. It's only because of the animal soul, which is clothed within this world, Shekol chayusam hu mitzad koiches hachiyunas, whose entire energy comes from power, which is invested shel hamacholim in food, sheba noiga, which is klipas noiga, shebohem mechaye ha'odom, which gives life to man, chaye gufoi v'nafshei ha'bahamis, the life force of his body and animal soul, hareyu mekusha lamata. So because the chayas of his body and animal soul comes from the food which comes from klipas noiga, he is connected below. V'tzorech lahalos ulekasha nafshei b'Hashem, and he needs therefore to elevate and connect his soul to Hashem, ad de'iskafi sitra achra ve'ishapcha chulu, until the sitra achra, the side of unholiness, is suppressed, ve'ishapcha and transformed. Ula'avdei b'chol avavchem ve'beis levavis, and to serve Hashem with all his heart, both the nefesh elikis and the nefesh bahamis. L'chach, therefore, tzorech lahaschol mimata l'mayla b'tfila. Therefore, he needs to start from below in davening. V'hi sulam mutzavaret avareisha megi ashamayma, which is a ladder whose foot is on earth, but whose head reaches into the heavens, ad shemegia la'echod, until he reaches echod of Shema. V'al yedei zeh, and through that, malachei elokim, the angels of God, oilim v'yodim bo'i ba'odom, go up and down within the person. Ki ha'odom hu sheirish hakol, because man is the root of all. Ukemesha kosev, as it says, p'nei ariyeh el hayomin, the face of the lion was to the right, u'p'nei sheir mehasmoel, and the face of the ox to the left, u'dmus p'neihem, and the image of their faces, p'nei odom was that of man. Sheklalusen hu bechinas odom, because in general they were on the level of a man, shehu hakoilel, who includes within himself kol hadalad chayis, all the four beasts, v'chulam, and all of them, misalim, are elevated, behisalus nefesh ha'odom, with the elevation of man's soul, bidveikusa, when it becomes attached and cleaves, belukim chayim, in the living God, liyahava es Hashem, when it loves Hashem. V'achekach kisiv, and thereafter, after it says, ula'ovdei b'chol avavchem, serving Hashem with both your hearts, then it says, v'yosavta digonacha, that you should gather your grain, lelaket hachayas, which means to gather the energy, shebedomen semech chai, which are in the mineral, vegetable, and animal worlds, sheyiskabtsu, that they should be gathered, v'yisasfu, and brought together, mimasha hoyu pezurim, from the position of being scattered, v'nidochim, and pushed out, tachas mamshelas noiga, under the jurisdiction of klipas noiga, v'yuchlulu, and they should be elevated and enveloped, v'bechinas odom, within man. Masha'enkin koidem hatzvila. Now, that can only be done after davening. However, before davening, also lechol, a person is forbidden to eat. Kigam ha'odom adayin oz mekusha lamata. Because before davening, a person is attached below. Ve'eich yuchel lekashet achenim. And being attached below himself, how can he adorn others? V'lochein, and therefore, tzorech mitchilo lekashet es atzmoi. First, the man has to, first of all, he has to adorn himself. V'liyoz bebechines odom, and he has to become an odom begimatria ma, which is the gematria 45, which is bechines bitl, the concept of bitl. V'oz, and then, al yidei ze'achakach yuchel l'sakhan adem in samerchai. First, he has to experience bitl, and then he can elevate the food. Va'od yesh lomar, furthermore, we can say, ki neshamas Yisrael ola b'machshava, that Jewish souls arose in Hashem's thought.